I want to talk about not giving up, keeping going when we feel kind of overwhelmed. Well, Tracy and I had this experience recently because she was asked to do something very challenging, to contribute to a dance version of the UK Blessing Song. But she is extremely deaf and partially sighted. She can't hear the rhythm or the music. How was she to do it? Well, at first we thought it was impossible, but she loves to dance despite balance difficulties because she's very expressive. And so we tried for 2 whole days, me banging out the rhythm and singing the song as loud as I could, helping her to understand it a bit. And then we got into a muddle with the iPad, trying to do the video. But in the end, we managed, and it was such an achievement. We learned a lot too. So do watch the UK Blessing dance version, won't you, on YouTube. Now, Jesus told a story in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8, about the unjust judge. It was so that we would pray and not give up or lose heart. And this judge had no respect for people and no fear of God. But there was a desperate widow in that city, and God loves to help those kind of people, doesn't he? And she asked this judge time and time again to give her justice and legal protection from someone who had wronged her badly. Well, he couldn't care less and did nothing at first. But because she kept on, reluctantly he relented and said, well, I'll have to do it because she's just wearing me out. Jesus said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay in providing justice on their behalf? I tell you that he will defend and avenge them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of persevering faith on the earth? Now, we're told that he knows what we need before we even pray. If he didn't withhold his only son, but gave him up for us all, it says in Romans, will he not with him graciously give us everything else that we need? He is willing, and he hears your heart cry. There's a beautiful verse in Psalm 18, verse 6. But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. Your cry reaches his ears. You don't have to twist his arm when you come to pray. He's ready. He's listening. And he understands. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, it says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Try not to let your previous disappointments color the way you pray now. Come to him and focus on his character and his love for you. Come to him boldly with confidence that he is going to act in the best possible way for you. He hears your heart cry. Let's pray. Father, help us to be more persistent and excited about coming to you in prayer. You love to listen and to help us find solutions and ways forward, because you understand everything so completely. You are our rock, and we're coming to you, Lord, because you've asked us to come, and you welcome us right into the throne room. Thank you for that, Lord. Amen. Remember, the prayers of a righteous person, and you're righteous if you ask God to forgive you, they are powerful and effective. That's why the devil wants to stop you from praying and make you give up.
seek.